Hello and welcome to Poke Sports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike and I play with 1 month away on the field.
I'm Kevin. That was good. I don't know how to follow it. Supposed to say, I'm Mike, and I'm playing 1 Pokemon on the field, and I'm supposed to come up with the witty thing.
Right. Yeah, that's true. It's been a little while, so I've kind of forgotten how to do this. Better than you saying I'm Kevin and I play with 2 months away on the field. That would have been
the thing is I was gonna say something that had something to do with our absence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could have said I'm Kevin and I'm not dead because everyone on Discord thinks I am.
That that was probably the funniest part about it. Like we'd show up for like a sentence and people would be like, they've returned.
The fact that you guys are still there when we're not is great.
Oh, thanks. I love you very much. I love you all very much. That was awesome.
Are you guys still here? Are you guys still listening? We love you too.
Are we talking into the void is always the question. to be fair, I didn't know if we were talking into the void before we stopped. So there's that.
Me and Mike really don't look at podcast numbers.
No.
And I don't know if we should. If you're out there.
No, I do this as a passion. So yeah, it's been a while. Folks, I'll be straight up with you. We stepped away from Pokemon, more or less for a hot second, just kind of get our lives in order. It took me for a little while, but I realized that we both had like huge life changes over the past 2 years that we've been doing PokeSports. We never really gave ourselves that time to really sort everything out and figure out our lives and our jobs and our careers and our relationships and all that. So what's new with you over the past month?
Over the past month, I moved finally. You know that Ooh. Moving thing that I mentioned on like episode 2? finally got that out of the way. But it was more of the actual act of moving and living with somebody was definitely something to adjust to. Not in a bad way, just like, you know, you're living with someone that you used to only see like 1 or 2 times a week and you want to spend a lot of time with them versus, you know, your other responsibilities. And at the same time, I also have to get money.
Sure.
So I don't know, this is like a humble brag. I got swamped with like a lot of real estate deals at the same time. It was a little rough. And one of them was particularly stressful. I don't know if we should talk about it on the page or not, because this is super off topic, but
about that on the page.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. Give people a taste.
TLDR. Yeah. TLDR. Three people from my office, three very close friends with me, all had competing offers on a house. Oh. And they all really wanted it. That I didn't have to pick, but I was pretty much the mitigator of three people.
Like, wow.
Regardless, one person was going to be happy, two people were going to be very sad, and I was going to lose two friends.
Oh, no. I made these three friends, and two of them are going away.
Nah, I mean, at the end of the day, business is business. They're all very good about it.
For sure. And I mean, same with me. Work had been picking up and they started sending me places. I went over to Montreal for the first time in my life, which was pretty sick.
Où est-ce que j'allais à la toilette?
Oh, I did. Oh, you best believe I did. I found
it. That's the only thing Mike said.
I found it. I asked them where it was and they told me where it was.
Did you visit Pierre or was he in a different part of
the No, place, and Canada? You know what? I wish that I had mentioned it to him. I thought about that as I was walking around the streets on my last day. I was there for work. First 2 days were work stuff. And then the last day I kind of had free time before my train.
Here's our mod, by the way.
As I was walking around, I was like, oh, I probably should have mentioned that I was there. We could have met up. But I think that I will probably be going back in like the not too far away future.
Ignore my ignorance. Is Montreal close to Quebec?
Montreal is in Quebec, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Quebec is the province and Montreal is inside it.
So Quebec is the Oreo, Montreal is the filling.
Got that's correct. That's correct. Ignorance pardoned. No, it was like a 5-hour train ride from Toronto, so not so bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Trains?
Yeah. Yeah. I could have flown it. I decided I wanted to take some land travel for once. Also, I don't really I don't really feel like flying right now. Airlines are always so, kind of touch and go right now. Sometimes they're really quick, and other times you're in line for 6 hours because some people are having trouble figuring out how to be healthy. Yeah, exactly.
You gotta land the plane if someone refuses to put a mask on.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're back, we're here, and it's weird that we're coming back at this time, because it feels like pretty much where we were about 2 years ago. We're now exactly basically 2 years into PokeSports, running up on almost 100 episodes. We have two more episodes left until episode 100 after this one. And it's similar in that in another 2 weeks, we're going to have a new Pokemon game on our hands, a new mainline quote Pokemon game, not necessarily the next gen, but it's still a new game. By the way, speaking of Sword and Shield, I did want to bring up this metric, which we probably could have said on the last podcast because this was information that was known back then. But anyway, as of September 30th, Sword and Shield had sold 23 million copies.
That's a successful game right there.
That's a successful game. My question, how many of those people had been playing competitive?
Just you, me, and Steve. Yeah, just you and me and Steve.
You mean Pokemon cast Steve?
Yep.
Oh yeah, fair. And then we all jump ship to unite. Is that what you're saying? No, I mean, I'm just thinking about like how many of the 23 million people who got their hands on Pokemon, there's of the pie chart that represents. Big part of it is kids, obviously. You just got to rule that out.
Globally, I would say it's definitely less than 5 million. I'd say 1 to 3 million.
I mean, that's not bad. A market cap, if you will.
Worldwide, and most of it's in Asia.
Sure.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. With Sword and Shield going into its third year and Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl coming out in 2 weeks, we know that Sword and Shield is going to be the competitive standard. That is what they're going to be playing. That's what they're going to be using for the next foreseeable future, at least a year. We're going to get home in sometime in January, I think it was, right?
Yes, BDSP is going to open up home in January.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming, hopefully, maybe most likely, Legends is going to release with home capability because it's going to come out at the same time. They're probably going to do a dual release with like Legends comes out. And also, here's home capability.
Right.
You know that game you didn't buy 2 months ago? Here it is.
Right. So we're going to get a bunch of BDSP Pokemon. Depending on what we get in that dex, Sword and Shield could look a little bit different, but will Sword and Shield bring in more people because of that? I'm a little worried that it won't.
I think, and we'll discuss this more in detail later, I think the one thing that Sword and Shield has holding it right now is the competitive audience that already exists. The fact that live events are going to return in 2022,
yes,
is the only thing that's different. That's it. Well, we're back in Series 8 with Series 11. This is probably going to be the metagame for the remainder of the year, if not the rest of the 22 season. I mean, I can't imagine they're going to change the game with other games out that much, right? It's like, the cycling metagame thing is fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun in the sense that we get something different every 3 months, but at the same time, competitively speaking, not changing it would be more competitive, and just allowing everything in. I mean, where we are right now is pretty much the way the game was intended to be played.
Right.
If that makes any sense. Like, yeah, everything's allowed. You can use your gimmick, and, you know,
you can use your gimmick and you can use your legend. Like,
that's your Ultra series right there. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that we're, it could either go in like the Super Smash Brothers direction, or it can go in the League of Legends direction, where, like, you know, you're banning certain Pokemon every time, or you're just letting everyone is here kind of thing. Just they let the Sora people pick Smash. Whatever. They did let Sora and Smash. Oh man, it has been a minute since one we talked and two we talked on this thing.
You guys know, Sora, the last time me and Mike have said a word to each other was the last podcast ever.
It's not true.
Yes.
Come on, okay.
Just play along.
The reason we haven't recorded a podcast is Kevin and I haven't spoken for a month.
Has it been a month?
Yeah. Well, our last podcast came out October 6th.
I missed you guys. Oh, it's been more than a month. Yikes.
Yeah. Whoops.
What did we do in October?
Well, that's the thing, and that's what... October, so we're going to be talking about, exactly. October never happened. October was a bore, but no, it was good. We got a lot of stuff done around the house. We had a bit of a situation with a mouse a little while ago. So a Greedent, who is also in Pokemon Unite.
Pikachu murderer.
No, no. The first
Pikachu
one
was the mouse.
We broomed it out of the house, my guy. We
hold on.
Yeah.
If Pokemon's all about evolution, then surely they have to believe in, like, family trees. Does that mean that Pikachu is just the Rattata that got electrified? They're both rodents. Both the same generation.
You know, I guess if you go far enough back before the mutation, the electricity mutation that Pikachu clearly went under, it probably lead back to Rattata. You know, all of the first 20 or so Pokemon before Pikachu, I think, are like the originals. All other Pokemon were stemmed from those. So there was like Sandshrews at the beginning. There were Sandshrews, there were Rattatas, there were Pidgeys, and there were Spearows. Those two started out different. And then from there, they all just diverged.
Ah, yes. Ah, yes.
Greedent was a Rattata.
I love when my Sandshrew turned into the Trapinch.
Yes, exactly. Because it needed to survive.
Turned into a crocodile.
Oof.
What happened with Vibrava? Who knows?
Who knows? Nah, that's... Some stuff happened to that Trapinch, man. Turned it in. Anyway, week to go until a little over a week. I guess at this point it's like, what, 11 days until BDSP. I'm sure if you browse Twitter enough, you, the listener, may have already heard some leaks. Leaks are aplenty right now. Some people already have the game. Some people are already playing through the game, which, by the way, is, I think I mentioned this when Sword and Shield was coming out. It's the thing that I dislike the most about Pokemon releases, is the fact that people can get the game in certain ways, like way before it actually comes out.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not cool.
Is it just with Pokemon that this happens? I feel like it's just Pokemon culture at this point to try to get the game early and to try to spoil the whole game before it's out.
I think so, yeah.
Because every other game I play doesn't have this problem. And I play other games.
And
I follow other games.
Okay, well, there's the difference for me anyway. Like, I'm admittedly not following most of the communities for other games that I'm super into.
Okay, fair.
But I would imagine that, like, anybody kind of has their abilities to go and get games before they actually come out. There were definitely people who had Super Smash Brothers before it came out.
Maybe it's just Nintendo games.
Well,
it's just something about Nintendo first party games. I know Pokemon's not a first party game, but it's treated as if it is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just first party games.
Interesting. Yeah, you don't really see that happen with like PS5 games or Xbox games. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I feel like I played I was really into COD when I was going through high school, Call of Duty. They would have leaks like the day before, never like 2 weeks before, which is where we're at for Pokemon.
Never
like,
full remember, games.
Like, I remember it was X and Y's release, and the whole Dex was leaked online, and I saw what a Goodra was for the first time. I was like, what's that? There's no way this could be real, surely enough.
For real? Wow. That's interesting. But I mean, like, yeah, for Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl, leaks are out there. Some people already have the game. It's kind of a minefield right now if you're out there trying to keep yourself completely spoiler-free. So I'm saying this right now that on the podcast, we are not going to be those guys who are going to ruin your spoiler-free experience for those of you who are trying not to learn about the game before it actually comes out. We'll try to be your safe zone.
Except there's Mega Celebi in the game, and it turns into Mega Celebi 2.
Oh, why have you done this? Imagine, though. Anyway, we just know that we've seen the leaks. We keep up with the leaks. We know about them. But we'll chat about what some of those actual things are once the game does come out. The one thing that we all do already know is that BDSP will not be the competitive standard, although you will probably be able to transfer some Pokemon into Sword and Shield, like we said, but to at least keep it remotely competitive on our channel, on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Pokesports, we're going to be doing a BDSP Nuzlocke, I don't know. You know my feels about Nuzlockes. I don't particularly consider them the competitive way to play Pokemon, the quintessential competitive way to play Pokemon, but it is the best that we're going to do for BDSP.
It's all we can do. It's going to be a versus Nuzlocke. So me and Mike are going to constantly be trying to beat each other.
Yeah.
And there's going to be punishment.
Yeah.
And hey, there might be two forms of
punishment.
I forgot
about the punishments.
Oh, yeah, there's a punishment. I forgot what the punishment is, but we're going to find something out.
Yep. So that is well into development right now. And all that's missing for us anyway is just the actual game. You know what? Here's another thing. So I want to steer back one sec to my hatred toward people who get it early. It was a big problem when we were trying to be active as content creators. Do you remember this?
I remember getting very stressed about it.
Yeah. I remember like, when it would certain anger people. Me. Yes. Yes.
I would get so angry when they would just start leaking. No, because I don't know.
They wouldn't release it.
The thing is, you used to be able to get away with it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Now you can't. Now you'll get DMCA striked immediately if you post anything about it on YouTube. But there would be content creators that would literally upload it early.
Yeah.
Upload their Let's Plays early. And just reap the rewards because they were the only ones using it.
Without naming names, I remember a very specific situation where on day one, it might have been day two or day three, after
I know
they
exactly
realized,
what you're talking about.
Yeah, after they realized that the Let's Play wasn't doing very well, they just jumped right to the end of the game and started uploading competitive battles. And it's like, nobody has had enough time to play through this game. So clearly you got it early. And now you're playing competitive already. How?
What about those people that will upload the first Let's Play, the first 20 Let's Play episodes on the first day?
Oh, and then man.
Just have the last five be the next 5 days.
How is there even enough time to watch like episode 15 on the first day?
Nintendo is also at fault here.
Yeah.
Because without naming names again, I know of some content creators that Nintendo purposely give games early to.
Yes. Review copies.
Review? It's the same game.
It's the same game.
It's the, hey, you can record your Let's Play early copy. That's all it means.
Yeah, you got it. Exactly. But that's,
me and Mike promise not to release 20 episodes in one day.
Yeah. I also promise that we're not going to be this negative about everything.
Guys, this is a fun episode.
It's a sore. No, listen, it's a sore subject for me. It's always been a sore subject for the both of us. So it's like,
I feel like people like seeing us angry more than they like seeing us happy.
Oh, really? I hope so. I definitely don't want to get those like, oh, these guys are so they complain about everything.
Here's the thing. Me and Mike usually don't have notes for an episode. We actually have notes today.
Yeah.
And we're equally choosing not to look at them at all.
Well, I'm remembering how nice it is to just have a conversation with you. And it's like, oh, well, why did I write all these notes? Forget it. Let's just talk. Okay, I'll stick to my notes a little bit. We've got Pokemon Unite. Yeah.
The fact that we actually have enough, like, only an episode's worth of notes after a month is pretty sad for Pokemon, but continue.
Honestly. Honestly. I'm too Canadian to be bashing Nintendo this much, but I gotta agree with you, man. Not a ton happened in October, not gonna lie. But
we would have actually recorded. It would have just been nonsense. You guys know it. We would have been playing Dexit the whole time.
Oh, no. Well, here we go. Actual content, though. Pokemon Unite. Watch me try and steer this boat right back on track, huh?
Thank you.
So the new ranked season literally just hit. And I don't say literally like that too often, but truly, like, less than 12 hours ago, as of recording this, the new ranked season has hit. Finally, on Pokemon Unite. This is going to run until January 30th, 2022, so that's a, what, three-month run?
That's after Legends comes out.
Yeah.
Wait, Legends is soon?
Legends is soon. That just hit you. Yeah, we're in November, my guy.
No, but like, I feel like their releases are too close. They are literally setting a BDSP for a railroad. Like, no one's going to buy it if it's this close.
Well, they're not making it competitive. That's why they're not. They just want people
Legends
to play through it.
Competitive either.
People are going to finish BDSP by the time that.
I'll finish it in a week. Out. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get like a month of playing the nostalgic battle tower if there is one, and then we'll move on.
I honestly feel like Game Freak didn't want to do this. They didn't want to remake the game.
You asked for it. They're
only doing it because we asked for it. And there's no one to blame but yourselves if it's bad.
I was waiting for the hammer to drop. And it's your fault. And it's your fault we have BDSP. And it's your fault that Legends isn't competitive. It's your fault.
I was done with remakes after Soul Silver, man.
That was a solid game, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. That had to happen.
Yeah. Third Kanto remake probably didn't really need to happen.
Oh, probably not. Oh my God, I have to show you something.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. So right before we get into the rest of our Pokemon Unite talk, Kevin made a, would we call it an unwise financial decision or?
Not in a couple years.
Not in a couple years. Yeah, the two of us actually made unwise financial decisions. Real quick, go for it.
Oh, I decided to purchase Pokemon Ruby, Pokemon Emerald, Pokemon Leaf Green, Pokemon Sapphire, and Pokemon Fire Red from a mom and pop shop. Spent about $300.
Yikes. Yikes. But, Kevin just stared into the abyss.
But I have them now. Guys, did you know that Emerald alone is, like, for a good copy of Emerald, it's 150 like minimum.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
And you were telling me about that. Why is that?
Because Emerald is the least, you know how we were talking about Pokemon Sword and Shield had 23 million copies sold. I think Emerald had the least at only 7 million.
7 million.
So since they don't make it anymore, and since they only sold 7 million, it has the lowest circulation of all Pokemon games.
Interesting.
Crystal is a close second, which is also why Crystal is very expensive. Crystal will get you to like around 125, 130.
Wow. And that's one of those things where like it's only getting rarer.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, okay, buy it now.
Yeah.
It's in front of me. And the thing is, I wasn't planning on buying it. Mm-hmm. And then I went into the mom and pop shop. I was like, to be honest, I don't visit these places often. Let's see what they got in here. I walked in there. They got all these Pokemon games. They had like torn labels and, you know, dead batteries. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I know how to change a battery. It's like so easy. Like it doesn't actually diminish the value. It's like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to go to eBay and buy stickers.
A lot of people don't know this. Like replacing a battery on a dead cartridge is just like replacing, like if anybody has like a keyless car key, mm-hmm. it's the exact same procedure. You just pop it open. There's a little circular battery in there. You pop it out. It's like a 2035 or whatever. You pop it back in. You're done.
It's not that hard.
It's not that
most,
hard.
Most mom and pop places will do it for like $1, if not less.
Oh, cool. Like they actually know how to do it. That's cool.
They got a bunch in there. Yeah. A lot of them like will sell you games with a guarantee that the battery, because the battery is important for these Game Boy games. You can't save unless the battery's there. For some reason. So they'll just say, hey, if you take it home and it doesn't work, just bring it back. We'll fix it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they learned how to properly use your Game Boy's battery after, I think it was the DS. I think even the Game Boy Advance games.
Game Boy Advance also has a battery. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. DS games will never run out of battery, but Game Boy Advance games and regular Game Boy games, those all have a little battery inside that lets you save, because that takes a little bit more power. Anyway, we're talking Pokemon we're talking Pokemon Unite. The first time they talked about changing the ranked season was, I want to say, back in like August or September.
It was before we left.
The way that they talked about it. The way that they talked about it, it sounded like they were changing the ranked season at the end of that month. And then they had changed the battle pass to that astronaut Gengar stuff.
That I missed.
That you missed and that I missed as well. but like they never changed over the ranked season. And here we went looking like fools talking about how ranked season was going to come out. And then it just straight up didn't. But this time it finally did. We went on inside our first game in a little while. Both of us went down in rank because everybody went down in rank. We're both into veterans. Had our first game. It was bad. It was very bad.
We lost.
We lost hard. And not, I think, because we were rusty. I don't think that was necessarily most of it. It was a lack of understanding of what Greedent does. Because, oh boy.
We also had a Swinub that was still a Swinub at 5 minutes, but continue.
Yeah, I mean, that was part of it, I guess. But Greedent is kind of a monster.
It's a little nuts. It's a little berry bonkers.
Oh, no. Greedent is the newest addition to the roster in Pokemon Unite. Of course, we've had Mamoswine and Sylveon I want to say like slightly before we left. But yeah, Greedent is the new hotness. It's a defender. It does kind of all the things that a Pokemon needs to do in Pokemon Unite. And that's what's kind of making it super OP. It has a lot of bulk. It has a lot of damage. It's got shields. It's got health. It's got damage. It's got health. It's got damage and health, and it heals. So there's quite a bit to it. It's getting nerfed like almost immediately.
There was a point in the game that we played with Greedon in it where it was myself, Mike as a Machamp, me as a Wigglytuff, mm-hmm. and a Charizard all just hitting this Greedon that is 3 levels under us, and it got away. Yep. It dropped some berries on the floor, ate them, and ran.
It ate them and ran.
Ran so fast.
Oh, I can't believe how fast it ran. It's got speed. That's another thing that I didn't say. But yeah, like man, at least they're fixing it. They're fixing the amount of health that it receives from I guess eating its berries. And those patch notes again came out like an hour before we started recording the podcast. Yeah. Which is all just funny, fun timing.
It's mostly just Greedent that they're nerfing. They're giving like a little slight buff to Ninetales, but that's it. Like,
yeah.
This was the Greedent nerf patch, is what this was.
It's substantial. It's weird to me that they haven't touched Venusaur in a month.
It's still good.
It's so good.
And I was checking some tier lists because I was wondering what Pokemon I should be playing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people still give Venusaur S tier.
Yeah.
I guess Venusaur is where one of the developers decided to play Leaf Green and chose Venusaur as the first Pokemon.
Be the standard. That might be the standard that they're trying to make all of the Pokemon. They think that the stuff that Venusaur does right now is more than enough. Everyone else needs to just kind of match that level of goodness. And I kind of agree with it, where like if you bring Venusaur kind of down from any one of its stats, minus I guess speed, if you make it slower, then it makes it fine. But if you bring like its attack down or its cooldowns up or anything, you're gonna just ruin Venusaur. No one's gonna play it again.
I feel like Venusaur's kind of that delicate flower. You can't really play with it too much or else you're just going to ruin it.
Yeah, exactly. It might just be a little too fast. I think people can move around a little too much.
Hey, they teased Decidueye.
They did.
Which is like, I remember back when months ago, I was like, yo, they should release Decidueye. You know, we need an archer in the game. And hey,
there we go.
Decidueye. Now, if they give this thing an Ash ult, I won't be surprised.
An Ash
Spirit ult. Shackle. Oh my goodness, Spirit Shackle is just going to freeze them from
crossing. Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, you can finally put in like your Ash Potom kind of character in your MOBA, where like you fire an arrow from across the whole map.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Have a great time.
Fun. I love it.
One second cooldown.
Exactly. We like desperately need to take a break, but I want to talk about just one more thing. This is, of course, PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon Smile podcast, and we have an update for Pokemon Smile. There are new Pokemon that you can now obtain, if we can call it that, by brushing your teeth. Pokemon like Mime Jr. Jr.
Why?
Let me tell you why. So have you ever played Pokemon Smile, my friend? Okay. So I have actually, and this is no word of a lie, been playing this game every day for the past 2 weeks with my 4-year-old daughter.
That's where Mike was this whole break.
Brushing my kids' teeth. Yes. I have been at every bedtime. She's like, can we go and play the Pokemon brushing game? And I say, yes, absolutely. It's teaching her the names of Pokemon. And it's finally happening.
So I don't have to.
So I don't have to. Exactly. Let me tell you how you play this game. All right. You put the phone up in front of their face and it has their little face there. It puts a little Pikachu hat, or you can change whatever hat you've got there. People who've played this game, you know what I'm about to say. As you're brushing, it gives you like little prompts up at the top that's saying like, oh, you're doing great. Or maybe brush a little faster or brush a little slower, or like clean the Pokemon. As you brush, it fires off these little stars and it cleans Pokemon. So like you'll get this mystery Pokemon that shows up every time. Today we got a Pidgey. So Pidgey shows up and it's covered in like this purple goo. And as brush, it's cleaning this Pidgey.
Pidgey went to the Gulf of Mexico
exactly.
During
And at the end, you get this lovely, clean, drawn picture of whatever Pokemon you just cleaned. As you're doing that, the game will take 4 pictures of you. And at the end, you can choose which one of those pictures you like, and you can add stickers to them. Every time you finish brushing your teeth, you get a new sticker. it's a good game.
It's actually genius.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if I was a kid, I would be addicted.
Mm-hmm. As a kid, I don't want to be brushing my teeth for 2 minutes. As a parent, I don't want to be brushing my kids' teeth for 2 minutes. This game counts down 120 seconds as you're brushing your teeth. I don't think I brush my teeth for 2 minutes.
I know I don't.
I definitely don't.
That's so much time.
Right? I could be doing so much with my time.
You see, that's a whole 2 minutes of something else.
Exactly. Exactly. But this actually keeps her attention for 2 minutes straight, brushing her teeth. I'm into it. Parents out there, get yourself Pokemon Smile.
Here, I'm with you on this one, but just like, why Mime Jr.?
I don't know why they said Pokemon like Mime Jr.
Why is there a whole patch for Mime Jr.?
I'm pretty sure it's more than just Mime Jr., but why would they say there are new Pokemon in this game like Mime Jr.?
Like everyone's favorite Mime Jr.
Mime Jr. I'm in.
I wonder, is that a popular... Oh, wait. Mm. James had a Mime Jr. in the anime, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, he sure did.
It's probably just popular with kids.
I cannot picture James with a Mr. Mime.
Okay, so what kind of Pokemon did you get during this whole two-week adventure? Or was it mostly Gen 1?
So a week in, I actually got a new phone, and I didn't port over. This was my mistake. I didn't port over my save file.
Your poor daughter's progress.
It made me learn that the Pokemon that you get are kind of randomized. Because I got Pokemon in this new version that I didn't get before. So I will tell you, I have only four in this one since I got a new phone. I've got a Pidgey, I've got a Rattata, I've got a Psyduck, and I've got a Jinx.
Pidgey, Rattata, Psyduck. So still Gen 1-ish.
Still, yes. All of these ones are Gen 1 so far.
I guess Mime Jr. counts as a Gen 1 because its dad is a Gen 1.
Yeah.
I could say dad because it's Mr. Mime. Can you have a female Mr. Mime?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Someone explain?
And we'll be right back.
Where's Mrs. Mime?
And we're back. Welcome back to PokeSports. Ladies and gentlemen, Series 11 is exactly what we thought it was. Welcome to VGC. VGC end of the year is... Oh, yes. You know what? No, I shouldn't say that. There are people out there who are really enjoying VGC still. And honestly, I like the concept of it still. I love the gimmick. I love the idea of bringing in a legendary. I just think that it is exactly where it's going to be. And the game is more or less solved. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trying something different out this series.
Okay.
I am, instead of using Aerodactyl and Wishiwashi to make nice videos,
uh-huh,
I'm playing Hot Dog, and I'm winning a lot.
Fair.
I'm just, at this point, if I'm going to replay a series,
mm-hmm,
there's no YouTube video on earth that's going to make this enjoyable to watch. So let me make it as unenjoyable to watch as possible and play what everyone else is playing. Okay. And winning.
We're back and we're imploding.
But you know, no. But like, you know what? This has made me realize something. It's made me realize that I'm actually good at the game. Like a lot more than I thought I was. I was like, oh, this is easy. That or every other person has left that was beating me. I can't tell which is happening.
Fair.
But I am on like a 20-game win streak on Showdown right now.
Wow. Wow.
I went from 1,000 rating to like 1,302.
It turns out when you stop bringing Zamazenta, you actually do win some games sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm bringing Charizard. I'm bringing... Zacian.
Charizard's number 9, Venusaur. By the way. Zacian's number 2. Yeah. Venusaur's number 3. Continue, please.
I'm also bringing Incineroar.
I guess. I don't need to say it. I don't need to say it.
Incinesports. And Reggie Lucky, did I say I'm bringing that?
No, but that is number six. How about Sableye? Oh, Sableye. No, oh no, okay. Sableye, so Sableye is the Kevin flavor.
Yeah, that's my Kevin flavor.
That's your jam. Is bringing.
That's the only spot that'll ever change. By the way, for the whole series, All the other five are gonna remain there.
Well,
the only spot I will change is that Sableye spot.
Honestly, I like. That's kind of how that should be, right? Is you have your core, you know what works. And then the last slot is just kind of change with the times. If you find that you're losing a lot to a certain thing, then that last slot changes to counter that.
There was a weird week. People were just running G-Max Blastoise, and I don't know if they're still doing it.
Huh.
I get it, but like, why?
It is a thing right now, actually.
Yeah, it's the reason they're doing it is because you can G-Max it and not get punished by Zacian because you resist Zacian's punishing move. That's the only thing I get about it, and I also understand that it can be a support. It could also do damage, and if you give it Hydro Cannon and... You know, it kind of does the same thing as Venusaur and Charizard. So,
right. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Same
concept. So Sash Killer / Residual Damage Dealer, etc.
Huh. And you can set Hail if you really want to.
Yeah.
With a good old Blizzard. Break a Sash.
So you can sweep with your Alolan Sandslash.
Yeah. I've started to become a bigger fan of non-weather synergies and just using weather for its like damage mitigation. So, you know, you set up the rain so that you're you is that
funny you say that? Paul Chua whooped me with that when I went to the UX9 league.
Oh, is that right?
He didn't have a rain team, but he mitigated my sun team by using rain dance.
Yes. Yes. So lots of different things that can happen there, right? Like you set up your hail with Blizzard and then you know, the water's gone. Kyogre is essentially nerfed. Your Charizard is essentially nerfed. You don't necessarily need to be using Slush Rush to actually capitalize on that. You just make sure that they don't have weather. Pretty good. And yeah, that kind of makes it versatile too, because one, you get to use it against your Zacians, like you said, but two, then you can also bring it up against Torkoal or Venusaur or Kyogre and the other thing that goes beside Kyogre that I'm forgetting.
Kingdra, I guess.
Or Tornadus.
That's the one.
I think that was the one that I was thinking of, but let's go with Kyogre Kingdra, because that just brings me right back.
It's Mantine that you were thinking.
That's it. My bad.
Kyogre Mantine. But yeah, I mean, series 11 is it's fun. It's fun when you stop trying to make it fun. I mean, I feel like in a series like this, I don't mean to attack anyone that tries to be off meta, but at this point, it's so hard to be off meta.
Yep.
When the meta is just so strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier when there's less good Pokemon smacking you with base 200 moves because you want to Dynamax your Shedinja.
I mean, that's not to say
example.
that's not to say that it doesn't exist. It's just that the options aren't really there as much as they were before. You still do have options, and I would say that those options are even more defined now that you have such a heavily defined meta. You can very easily find some kind of niche that a lot of people aren't using to go and consistently take down those Pokemon. Because it's basically an open team sheet at this point. You know that every one of the teams is at least going to have, you know, three of the top five Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can find a way around those, then you'll be good. It's just that right now, the way around those, it seems to also be just to bring those.
The one thing I don't like is that it seems like Series 11 is picking up right where Series 8 ended with just Zacian, Groudon, Sun teams. Right? Yeah. That's exactly what that's what Series 8 settled as, and that just goes to show how Series 11 is done already. We're here where this is as good as it gets. These teams don't get any better.
Yep. But it's not necessarily about Series 11. What's most important about Sword and Shield right now is the Play Pokemon 2022 season, which as much as we have a distaste for how they handled the series, I think where Play Pokemon really shines is their ability to put out dates, proper dates, for when they're actually going to have these regional tournaments. Mm-hmm. We've got what, 6 lined up for 2022.
For now.
And of course, those of you will remember that any of the points that I believe you've earned in any of these past regionals or internationals or anything, they do carry over into the 2022 Worlds series.
There's some drama with this.
Yeah.
Because seniors that had those points 2 years ago aged are knocking masters down now.
Wait, what does this mean?
This means that masters that were at the top and had a shot for Worlds. I mean, I guess it doesn't actually matter at the end because...
Well, seniors who are at the top.
Yeah, but people are arguing that it's a lot easier to be at the top of seniors than at the top of masters. And these seniors are just kind of getting an instant boost to the top of masters. I get it, but they still earned it, so it's like it'd be just a shame to just be like, hey, sorry.
Wow. Yeah, what do you even do with that? Do you like just age everything up and now say that seniors are now senior age plus 2 and juniors are junior age plus 2?
No, they just resolved it. Just be like, hey,
wow,
congrats, you're the best masters.
Whoa. So it's going to be an interesting, category masters for the first little bit, because people who are at the top who get those like nice, good top seeds who got the easy points when they were in seniors, they're going to be playing against like seasoned masters over at the top. That's interesting.
And they're going to be gatekeeping some masters from being able to get in.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Yeah. There's only a set number of masters that can actually make it to Worlds.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, we've got the regionals lined up. Of the ones that have been released, March 18th, Salt Lake City, April 1st, Orlando, Florida, May 6th, Indianapolis, May 20th, is that Secaucus?
Secaucus, yeah.
Secaucus, New Jersey. Okay, I saw it. It didn't register in my brain.
See you guys May 20th. bring your A game. Secaucus is like 20 minutes from me. So
and I'm then the next week. And then the next week, May 27th, Vancouver, BC.
They got 3 in May.
Three in May. And then June 17th, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah, I think of those ones, I'd be most likely to go to the May 20th one as well. Although I kind of do want to like go to Salt Lake City at some point though.
Oh yeah, that's far for me too.
I'd fly there. I'd fly there.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'd walk there.
Yeah, we've got NA internationals in Columbus, Ohio, and Worlds is still in London, England.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Internationals has always been in that like middle of the country. Ohio makes sense for that middle of the country.
I know a few people who are probably going to make a road trip out to one or more of the American ones. I'm not going to go on many of those, but maybe next year I'll make a flight out to one or two or three. Maybe three.
Yeah. Ooh, three. That's a big number.
Yeah.
We're going to London, Mike.
We're going to London, baby.
Hokey sports in England. Time to tear the house down.
Exactly. All right. As well, the Pokemon Global Exhibition happened, also VGC. This is VGC news. Leonardo Bononomi had won that. Leonardo Bononomi, also not a unfamiliar name to the VGC scene. We've seen Leonardo do very well in VGC. We're probably going to see him continue to do well as long as he keeps playing, because as we've mentioned before, not a ton of new players with Sword and Shield.
His team is nice.
His team?
Yeah, he has a G-Max Zard, Groudon, Umbreon, Incineroar, Regieluxe, G-Max, Venusaur.
I'm so glad that the Umbreons are still seeing play.
Yeah, that's true. His team is my team, except I have a Sableye.
Yeah, that's fair.
Here we are.
There we are. The global exhibition was kind of an interesting one. It's the last big thing that Sword and Shield is doing before it goes into BDSP mode. And it didn't perform very well.
Oh, no. I don't know if it had the lowest viewership.
Mm.
But it had definitely very low viewership. Noticeably low. And I think even Sword and Shield in general, as a genre on Twitch, if we're using Twitch metrics to judge popularity, is only seeing 1.9K, which is wow.
Oh boy.
And you open up the thing and then you're like, oh, everybody's shiny hunting.
It's that point. We have reached that point.
What is Pokemon Unite doing here? You guys have your own category.
It's the waiting room. It is the next game waiting room. This is what always happens every single time. Competitive main series game takes a bit of a backseat while everybody else kind of finds their own fun, either through shiny hunting or through Nuzlocke or through other games. And then it comes back. It always comes back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All good things must die.
Especially when Pokemon Legends Arceus is around the corner.
Speaking of death, Hisuian Zoroark.
So, listen. Legends is dark.
they finna kill all these Pokemon.
Bascule Legion has the souls of the damned inside it. And Hisuian Zoroark is a Zoroark that went over to Hisui and died.
Couldn't survive.
It couldn't do it. But it just couldn't.
Natural selection. Just yeah. Nothing but.
But it is an interesting typing. A very interesting typing. And I did want to talk about that a little bit. Normal Ghost is so cool as a typing, but also so bland. It has all of the fun of a ghost type with all the nothing of a normal type. It can't be hit by fighting moves. It can't be hit by ghost moves, but it still takes damage from dark moves. But what is really good about a normal type move?
We need to see stats. Oh, the one good thing.
Yeah.
It's going to get a stab return, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. That is true. Return. A stab return.
Shadow punch.
Shadow punch would be very good.
Stab hyper beams. It'd be cool if there's still Dynamax.
You're telling me everything that's good about a normal type. I know this.
Oh, Mike, I found the exact quote from Pokemon about Hisuian Zorua.
Yeah.
After being shunned by humans.
No.
Zorua migrated to Hisui, but they were unable to survive the harsh environment. Their lingering souls were reborn in this ghost type form through the power of their malice.
This is okay. Hold on. So the thing about Hisui and Zoroark here, the thing about Pokemon Legends in general, is it's
set. Who wants to live in Hisui at this point?
It's set in the past, which means Zoroark and Zorua were shunned by humanity and were sent over to a new land where they died and became ghosts. And then later on, there were no more Hisuian Zoroarks or Zoruas, so they died again.
They died twice.
These guys just can't catch a break.
When the ghosts go extinct, this is where...
When the ghosts go extinct. I don't know if we mentioned this before, but we got Cleavor as well. It's a rock bug. It's basically offensive Cressle. I don't really see it as that much of an important Pokemon to
this game. Am I the only one that doesn't like its design?
I'm not a fan.
I love Zorua's design. It looks amazing. It looks cute. It's exactly what it's supposed to be. I'm not feeling it for Cleavor. Like, I'm Team Scizor all the way at this point.
See, you know? I remember when I first learned that Scizor was a thing and that it evolved from Scyther, and I couldn't wrap my head around it at the time.
They look very different.
But now that it's been like decades, I can very clearly see that Scizor evolves from Scyther. I cannot see the Cleavor Scyther relationship. I just can't. I like, obviously there's design elements there that like one goes into the face, but it just doesn't feel like a natural evolution to me. Maybe I'm jaded.
Why rock bug?
Why do we need to make another one of those?
Yeah, like bug steel was cool because steel was the fancy new typing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like, I get it. Scizor is made of steel. But like, we already had rocks. Give me a fairy Scizor. That'd be cool.
Oh, bug fairy would be, yeah, cutie fly.
I mean, yeah, cutie demon fly. But yeah, I don't know. There's something about Cleavor. I mean, it's got axes.
It's got axes.
That's it. That's all I got.
It's going to ask you a question.
Someone disagrees with us, and that's fine.
Oh, no, I believe it. And that's totally fine. Like, absolutely entitled to your opinion about Cleavor. And maybe by the time it actually comes out, maybe it's actually going to be usable. Maybe it's got a really cool ability that I just haven't thought of. And maybe it'll actually be good. But just design-wise, which is all I can kind of go off of, and typing-wise, not really feeling it.
I still put I'm still putting Bascule Legion at the top of my design list.
Oh, 100%.
That is top tier.
Oh, you gotta.
Ganon. And every one of you better call it Ganon.
Yeah.
There's like no other nickname for this thing.
Tis Ganon. Growlithe looks pretty cool. Vulpix, it's not Vulpix. It was, everyone thought it was Vulpix, but it was Zorua. I've heard some stuff about snow rents and stuff. There's snow rents in the game, but who knows about its evolution.
There's some things.
Again, the leaks are out there. We've been paying attention to them. Just,
yeah,
you know, we know that some people don't. So anyway, I want to thank everybody for sticking around. For those of you who have been waiting patiently for PokeSports to be releasing a new episode after a whole month of just waiting around, I appreciate you sticking.
First off, sorry. Second off, love you.
You know, as the Canadian, I'm not going to apologize. I love that they did that, and thank you. I'm going to say thank you for waiting. But I think that this was good for both of us.
Oh, yeah. We got to decompress after getting so angry.
And then we came back and then we were just complaining for the entire episode.
Not the whole episode. Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have received comments that we have been very negative about Pokemon. And I remember that one.
Yeah.
And, like, you're right, but I'm sorry.
You're right, but this is a reflection of how the community feels as well, so...
Yeah, like, we can't be the only ones that think like this.
Nope. And it's okay, because eventually things will turn around and everybody will be happy again and nobody will ever die. So that's good. Until then, make sure you follow us on Twitter at PokeSportsPod. You can check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/PokeSportsPodcast, where we put out the league after every one of these podcasts. We will be having one coming up pretty soon where we talk about all of our recent escapades in the past month and catching up with each other and all the personal stuff that we love to talk about on the beach. So that's fun. Kevin, you got anything to shout out this week?
No.
What?
I don't. What do I?
This is new. What?
I haven't uploaded in a month. There's nothing to go look at. Go to your mom and pop shops, buy your Pokemon games, send them to me. Thanks. Good night.
Good call. All right. Bye, everybody.